I want to congratulate Carl. First of all, he's put together a fine young team. They played well and took advantage of our mistakes. They took care of the ball. We didn't. And that was just about the end of the game right there. A couple of questions?
Coach, do you feel like you're panicked a little bit there in the first quarter?
No, we weren't in a panic. We were just trying to find out who and what we are this year. And, you know, the rain, we didn't handle it very well. We need to throw the football. They did not need to. They pounded on us pretty good with their running game, and they had an advantage in, on the field tonight, and to their credit, they took advantage of it.
How did this affect the game, Coach?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We needed to throw and catch the football, and it was not conducive to that. And we got to do a better job of catching the ball no matter what. It was really kind of frustrating.
Their big backs seemed to be able to take advantage. You got speed with the linebackers, yeah. Not a great deal of size.
Yeah, late in the game, they started pushing on us pretty good.
Hey, about talking to
I really liked a lot of the things I saw with Paul. He made one bad read when he threw the interception that went for a touchdown. That was really his only big mistake. He showed very good mobility. He moves around the pocket well. I think he's going to be a really, really fine quarterback. I'm highly, highly encouraged with what I saw tonight.
How did the lack of having a running game early on affect?
Well, you know, that any time you don't have a running game puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. But we'll go back. I'm pretty confident we'll get our running game put together again. Yeah, we moved the ball at the end of the first half, came out second half, took advantage, and, you know, we just never got a turnover. You know, we really needed to get a turnover to try to balance that out. Never got it. That was about the game. I was really pleased with the defense. I saw them give up one touchdown and maybe a field goal, and all of that was off offensive mistakes. So I'm really encouraged, and just like in 1994, I think we played a pretty good football team. But time will tell. We'll see what happens.
It sounds like Paul was in a lot of second and long situations.
Yeah, he was. We did not win first down at all, and that's a tough night for the quarterback.
He also seemed to escape some sacks.
Yeah, good mobility. Good mobility. I'm really pleased with what I saw. I think we got a lot to build on here. They look good and fast to me, and our defense looked faster. We got our hands on some balls, broke up some passes, but never got the turnover. But, you know, I think those things will come.
A couple of punters, Richard Alton, and then the band stable there.
I don't recall any. He picked the football up to save us from losing another 15 yards. I thought that was a smart play.
He talked about the play when it's possible back to the touchback.
How do you not call a halo violation? I don't know, guys. You know, it doesn't matter now.
I can't.
You know, nothing I can do about it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.